Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah here talks about people who are disqualified from being witnesses and from eventually being judges as well. It's actually a pasuk. The Torah teaches us, Al tashas yadcha im rasha liyos eid chamas, that a person is not allowed to stretch out their hand to use a rasha, a wicked person, to be a judge for matters of halacha, of Jewish law. So the Mishnah begins. The Mishnah says like this, Ve'elohin hapsulim, these are the people that are disqualified from testifying. Ha-Mesachi Ba-Kuvya, a person that is Mesachi Ba-Kuvya. Kuvya is dice, and it's a person who gambles. I guess they used to do different types of, predict different types of outcomes, and they would gamble on them. The Gemara teaches us that reason number one these people are disqualified is that they're doing things which are not considered productive. That's reason number one. And another reason is because they don't realize, perhaps, how hard work is ultimately what brings a person to financial success. They think things are instantaneous, and therefore they don't understand when it comes to obligating a person to pay or taking money away from them. The hamalva beribis, or if a person lends other people with other Jews with interest, the Torah says, I'll lend another Jew with interest. If a person does that, they lend with interest, or even if they borrow with interest, they're disqualified. Umafri chayonim, and those people that raise pigeons, again, a type of gambling. People raise pigeons, they gamble, they're disqualified. People who sell the products of Shemitah, the sabbatical year, just a tiny introduction. We know the Torah teaches us that for 6 years, a person is allowed to plant their field, they can work their field. In the seventh year of Shemitah, the sabbatical year, and in that year, a person is prohibited from A, doing any commerce with stuff that grew during the Shemitah year. Everything is considered hefka or ownerless, and anyone can come into any field that they want to and just take what they want for their own personal use. I remember when I was in Israel during the Shemitah year, I went during, before the holiday of Sukkot, before the Yantar of Sukkot, to a field orchard that had esrogim, that we use on Sukkot, and there was a huge sign, Hefker Lakol, it's ownerless, anyone that wants could take. And I took myself an esrog, actually two, one for myself and one for my uncle. Halachas, you can do that. That is permissible. So a person who takes Shvius, takes stuff from Shemitah, and he sells it, and he does some type of business with it, that negates a person from his ability to be a witness or a judge. So Mishnah says like this, initially, they call them gatherers of Shvius. That means to say, gatherers of Shemitah, the sabbatical year. That means to say like this, there isn't only a prohibition to sell stuff from Shemitah, but you're not allowed to gather more than you're able to use. And there were people that used to do that. And that was prohibited. You're not allowed to gather more than you're needed. So even those people were disqualified for being witnesses or judges. But once times became very difficult, there was a lot of oppression in the Jewish community from the after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the occupying forces made the Jewish people pay tremendous amounts of taxes. They levied tremendous taxes against them. So then the rabbis permitted a person to gather stuff from Shemitah and use that towards their taxes. So Chazu L'Krosen, Socher Shvius. So then they changed and they started calling them the people that are disqualified, people who sell and buy, do commerce, who do commerce with Shemitah. Those people are considered disqualified, but not if just one gathers. I'm Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says all the aforementioned cases, gamblers, people who raise pigeons, and people who sell Shemitah products, they're only disqualified if that is their sole source of livelihood, that is their sole occupation. Let's say they have another type of job. They have a regular job, and on the weekends they gamble, or they sell Shemitah stuff. Then they are permissible to be a judge. They're also permissible to say testimony. And this is actually the halacha. Interestingly enough, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to being a witness in Jewish law, the Mechaber, Rav Yosef Karo, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote the Code of Jewish Law, he was a Sephardic posek, he's much more stringent. And he says even if a person perhaps gambles once or twice, that disqualifies them from being a witness. The Ramah, the Ashkenazi posek, the Ashkenazi decisor in Jewish law, he's much more lenient. And unless a person is a permanent gambler, like it seems from this Mishnah, they're not disqualified. Now, this has great ramifications. We know that by a Jewish wedding, for example, we call witnesses up to witness the wedding, to sign the ketubah, by a get. So there are certain situations in Jewish law where there is testimony, where there's witnesses. So if a person wants to make sure that they're be able to testify in a Jewish court and be an appropriate witness, they should stay very far away from gambling. And in addition to that, never gamble unless you're willing to lose all your money. I think. Have a great Shabbos. All the best.